Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students in the fall of 2022, will go on trial this summer. NWPB's Lauren Patterson explains his team is trying to suppress evidence that could be used against him.
For months, Brian Koberger's defense team has tried to dispute key evidence that could be used against him in his upcoming trial, including DNA, which investigators claim ties him to the scene of the crime. At a hearing on January 23rd, Koberger's attorney, Ann Taylor, argued the FBI gathered DNA evidence without a warrant and used genealogy databases to identify Koberger as a suspect.
The FBI went behind the scenes and did things that they shouldn't have been doing because they searched databases that they shouldn't have been doing.
Other evidence Koberger's team argued to suppress include all items taken from his college apartment, everything investigators seized from his car and his parents' home in Pennsylvania, and information taken with search warrants, including his cell phone data. Judge Stephen Hippler will issue a ruling on the suppression of evidence at a later date. I'm Lauren Patterson, reporting.